Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Joel and Luke each have 3. Roxanne has 2.
All right, Roxanne, you're in second place. That means that you will go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill-in-the-blank, Roxanne. On Tuesday, President Trump called for Justices Sotomayor and Blank to recuse themselves from cases involving him.
Ginsburg.
Right. On Wednesday, Barack Obama called on networks in South Carolina to pull a misleading ad targeting Blank's presidential run.
Joe Biden.
Right. This week, an appeals court ruled the Trump administration could freeze funding for so-called Blank cities.
Sanctuary.
Yes. This week, a private video of an NYPD police chief warning his officers against leaking information to the media blanked.
Went viral. I mean, it was leaked.
Yes, it was leaked to the media. According to a new government study, around 40% of adults in the U.S. are now blank.
Obese.
Yes, on Tuesday, the FCC reported that it had received over 1,000 complaints about Blank's halftime show.
Jennifer Lopez and Shakira's.
Right, at the Super Bowl. Despite giving a fake name during a traffic stop, a Texas woman with 5 outstanding warrants was still arrested because blank.
Because she gave her real name?
No, because the fake name she gave also had a warrant out for it. When Shakira Strawn was pulled over for a routine traffic violation, she knew her 5 outstanding warrants would probably get her in trouble, so she thought quickly and gave the police a fake name. Unfortunately, that name also had a warrant on it. The odds for that seem pretty low, but it's her fault for saying that her name was the Zodiac Killer. Bill, how did Roxanne do in our quiz?
6 right. 12 more points. Total of 14. Comfortable lead.
All right. We flipped a coin. Joel has elected to go second. Here we go. Fill in the blank. During his first official trip to the country, President Trump failed to secure a new trade deal with blank.
China.
No, India this time. After a week of volatility, the blank fell a historic 1,191 points on Thursday.
Dow Jones.
Yes, this week the FDA accused Jimmy John's of serving vegetables linked to an outbreak of blank.
E. coli.
Right. The LA County Sheriff's Office is asking whoever stole the black Lincoln Navigator to please return the blank that was inside.
The casket.
Very good. The casket with a dead person inside. On Tuesday, electronics giant blank revealed it had over $200 billion of cash on hand.
Apple.
Yes. On Wednesday, tennis great Blank announced she was retiring from the sport.
Maria Shapovalova.
Yes. This week, a bachelorette party celebrating at a strip club in the UK ended abruptly when Blank.
The stripper died.
No. Nothing that serious. The stripper's pole came loose, bonked the bride's grandmother in the head, and the stripper broke both his legs.
Oh.
While it's true most bachelorette parties would end the moment someone said, "We can't go to the strip club without Grandma." This one was actually going great before the stripper's pole ripped out of the ceiling, taking the stripper along with it. It bonked the bride's grandma on the head before landing on the stripper's legs. Thankfully, everyone is fine because for some reason the strip club was filled with a bunch of super buffed police officers. Bill, I think Joel did really well. What do you think?
He did very well. 5 right, 10 more points, 13, you're 1 short.
Oh, so how many then does Luke need to take it away from Roxanne?
6 to win.
Okay, Luke, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Monday, a jury found disgraced producer Blank guilty of 2 of the 5 charges he was charged with.
Harvey Weinstein.
Yes. On Tuesday, Bob Iger announced he was immediately stepping down as CEO of Blank.
Disney.
Right. This week, the Trump campaign announced it was filing a libel suit against the Blank over an opinion piece connecting the campaign with Russia.
New York Times.
Yes. During an event in Scotland this week, Prince Harry told everyone to call him Blank from now on.
Cool Rick.
No. Just Harry, not Prince Harry. This week, Heathrow Airport in London vowed to become a zero carbon emission airport with the exception of Blank.
The Bangers and Mash restaurant.
No, with the exception of the emissions from airplanes. On Wednesday, scientists announced they had discovered a new mini blank orbiting the Earth.
Moon.
Yes, mini moon. Multiple NFL reporters say it's unlikely Blank returns as quarterback to the New England Patriots.
Tom Brady.
Yes, a woman in Massachusetts said she had the worst first date ever when she picked a man up at his parents' house and then blanked.
Realized it was also her parents' house.
That would be a terrible date. But in fact, what happened to this woman is that she was tricked into being her date's getaway driver after he robbed a bank.
Ah.
As if picking up the man at his parents' wasn't enough of a red flag, on the way to dinner, he asked her to stop by a bank and then a few minutes later ran back into the car with $1,000 of stolen cash and told her to step on it. The woman admits she should have expected this. They originally matched on Tinder because they shared similar interests. Fine dining, long walks on the beach, and waving a gun in the air while shouting, "Everyone get on the ground now!" Bill, did Luke do well enough to win?
Well, he did well. He got 5 right, 10 more points, total of 13. But that means Rux is this week's winner.
There you are, Rux.
You should love a comeback story.
In just a minute, we'll ask our panelists to predict, after the new Golden Years edition of The Bachelor, what will be the next show to get a senior version.